Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back, and the Survivor 42 cast has been officially announced. Alexa, this is the first time since I started this podcast that we are not doing the cast assessment the exact day that the cast was announced. We're doing it a day late, but that's okay. We're not a dollar short. We're having a great time here. We're going to be talking about season 42. If you're a patron of us, patreon.com/survivor specialist, you've already heard mine and Alexa's ridiculously early takes on the pictures of these people and their assumed ages and all of that and everything that Redmond had posted way, way back in the summer. So if you're a patron, you've already got all of that information. If you're not a patron, go become a patron. McKenna Feeney, one of our patrons, has been going wild with Patreon content right now. She's been putting out a Survivor Pearl Islands rewatch. She's doing Australian Survivor, which she did a 2-hour episode, so that's fun. And then she also is doing The Amazing Race. So she's killing it. Alexa and I are slowly coming back to life after season 41. And we're very happy to be moving on to season 42, where we were talking before this podcast. It's going to be a lot of the same, but at least we're prepared for the BS this time. And we're going to face it head on, run straight into the wind, and hopefully we don't get blown away by a hurricane. But here we come. We're ready for season 42, and we're ready to break down these 18 newbies that we've known about for an incredibly long time. And this is one of the latest cast reveals, I think, in the history of the show.
This is definitely, yeah, I know. Phil and I were may or may not have just been like frolicking separately, not even aware that this was happening. And then I went on the Reddit and saw that it was getting announced. And I was like, oh, crap, we should probably schedule this. But Phil said day late, not a dollar short. We are certainly not a dollar short because our Patreon has been on fire, as he mentioned. McKenna has been really carrying the team on her back. And that's been a ton of fun. And we're, you know, we were totally caught off guard that this got announced. I think we were recovering a bit from 41. And now we are just super, super, super pumped for this. So in true Survivor Specialist fashion, I have some very, very brief notes about the cast. And the reason that Phil is not talking at this exact moment is because he is learning all of their names. So this is going to be a fun, slightly prepared versus not at all prepared combo tonight.
I did a really good job of focusing on these people back when we were doing the Patreon content, and then I completely forgot that all of them existed. So I'm coming back to learn about them. I am meeting the cast of Survivor Season 42. Thank you, Dalton Ross, for putting this on here. And now I'm meeting them for what feels like the first time, even though it's just been a long hiatus. But it's hard for me to get pumped for a cast that I don't even know who the people are yet. So it's nice now that we know who they are. We got their bios, a lot of exciting stuff coming up.
I wish I could go back one bio. I wish we could go back on our Patreon, specifically the one about Roxroy, because we somehow, I mean, I filled about 1 minute. You probably filled about 6 minutes worth of talking about literally a name, and I forget if he even had an age.
He didn't have a picture, anything. And I did. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Anchorman 2 or how popular that movie is, but I literally did what Ron Burgundy does in that, where it's the first car chase ever on news. And he's like, he might be a tall man. He might be a short man. He could be old or young. And he's just completely speculating. That was me with Roxroy. I literally just kept going down the line. He could be 6'2". He could be 5'4". He could be a nerd. He could be a defensive end that we just never heard of. Like, I just went down, and boy, did I do a good job of creating content over a very long period of time. But now we know what he looks like. And I'm going to be honest. Looks like a guy named Roxroy. That's all I got for him.
I liked, and I went through Mike Bloom's Parade articles. That was where I got all my info. And he wrote so aptly that Roxroy is not one for the limelight. And I think that might be one of the first times we've ever not had a picture on a cast spoiler. But I'm pretty excited about this cast. Phil, I guess you have to agree with me because you don't know anything about this cast. I feel like in 41, there was like, it leaned like kind of either quite young or not. And I think this cast, it's a lot more like in the middle, like the youngest is 19 and then 22. And then there's kind of not really many other like super, super young people. I also, obviously everybody who plays right now is a super fan of Survivor, but nobody's like saying that directly, which I deeply appreciate. Everybody thinks they're Kim, and I love that for everyone. But other than that, I really, you know, we have some very creative comparisons, which I'm excited to dive into. But those are some kind of like immediate reactions that I noticed.
Yeah, I remember having a very, 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 very strong opinion on a lot of the players on this season.
And will you be underestimating Canadians again? Or
I mean, now I can underestimate them because who cares at this point, right? Like they already like. Erica winning means now that like, well, they're not going to win. So there you go. Like,
because everyone knows how much money Erica just
made. They'll never live up to the hype of Erica. That's all it's really going to come down to. I have to figure out who the Canadians are still, John. So we'll figure that out. I do know for a fact, though, that Jonathan Young is not a Canadian. So I'm very excited. That's the first person I have to talk about. And that's the only bio I've read so far. So this should be a very fun time. I did not do the Excel pictures like I did the last time, because last time I forgot to put a picture of Heather, and then that meant CBS forgot to edit her. So I don't want to give anybody bad juju. So I just decided to not do it at all. And I just really didn't feel like doing it. But last time, isn't it funny, Alexa? I forgot to put the picture of Heather. I put everybody else.
That is pretty, looking back, that's pretty darn funny.
And it's pretty crazy. It's like I edited the show. Don't tell anyone.
So we're talking about Jonathan Young first.
We're going to go Jonathan Young first. I'm going in the order of EW.com/TV/Survivor, you know, all that fun stuff. Jonathan Young, 29, from Gadsden, Alabama. Current residence is Gulf Shores, Alabama. He's a beach service company owner. He likes working out, spearfishing, and surfing. His pet peeves are wearing shirts, people who bully others, and when people are disrespectful. He is endurance, devoted, and mentally strong, and he broke the Guinness World Record for most pull-ups with 100 pounds on his back. He only holds that record because when I did that, I only had 99 pounds on my back, and I still hold that record to this day. Claims he can sing a good rendition of Little Mermaid's Part of Your World. His hero is Lex Luger, which I'm assuming he means the wrestler, which I have about 6 action figures of, so I'm pretty stoked about that. Don't know if my parents can be able to find those.
Oh, see, here's me just thinking that was a an incorrect spelling of Lex Luthor.
Nope. Yeah. Absolutely, well, Lex, no idea who Lex that is. Luger, I think, is based off of Lex Luthor. Maybe. I don't know if it's a stage name or a real name. He says he's going to play like Ozzy, and he believes his athleticism will help him greatly in the challenge. His wit and charm will help him outside the challenges. Strong-willed and determined, and will not give up on anything. So 8th place, 9th place. What do you think, Alexa?
So like definitely going to be 3 points for the jury. I wanted to save Jonathan for last because I feel like I see him and Chris Noble is looking back at me. I am so excited to see Jonathan Young. We got a few clips of him, I think, in the 42 premiere. And I think he was talking about like being very good in challenges. I cannot imagine that he's probably going to be physically carrying the team on his back because he can already do things with 100 pounds on his back. I don't really know if he like loves Survivor. I know when I read in the Parade article, he had been on like Survivor-esque shows. I would assume just based on looking at him that these were much more like on the physical side of Survivor. But I think regardless of how he does, I think he is going to be an absolute blast to watch. I think like it's, I like watching people being good at what they do. Like watching Elizabeth and Janet swim against each other was like perfect. Oh, look at, ooh,
that's
look
fancy, at that right?
Thing. Whoa, I forgot we had this thing. Ooh. Watching them like be good at swimming was really, really cool. Like watching him be good at challenges will be really fun. Oh my God. It's an ESPN ticker under me.
We're going to do this so that everybody that's can follow who we've done and what tribe they're on, since we're that's not awesome. Doing it in tribe order. And I'm so pumped that I remembered this happened.
Wow. That's awesome.
I'm still listening to you though. I agree. I agree a you. Lot with what you're saying.
But he could be wild. And that is what I'm super excited for.
So I actually have a pretty, I remember my take pretty vividly with Jonathan because much like Nasir, I am actually expecting Jonathan to kind of go against expectations. I think the key for Jonathan is that he is a beach service company owner, which means he is very public facing, which means he has to have good social skills. And I don't necessarily see this type of character all the time as having the best mm-hmm. social skills. We just saw it with Danny, where his whole game was his social skills, despite the fact that he's built massively. And so I think Jonathan has to have those social skills, which is what sets him apart from the people like Chris Noble. Because while ultimately everybody on Ghost Island likes Chris Noble had no self-awareness. I think Jonathan is going to have more self-awareness than we're expecting. I just don't know. I feel like Danny is such a diamond in the rough. We had never really seen somebody play the game like Danny, being who Danny was. Jonathan didn't get to watch that game. And I think he's going to be a meat shield for somebody until about final seven, final eight, something like that. And then they're going to end up cutting him. But he is also starting on the Taku tribe, in case you can't see that at the bottom there. Everybody.
Yeah, for those listening at home, you should really be watching on YouTube, because this is, I feel like we're on like an ESPN talk show now. This is awesome.
And Alexa is also wearing a sick hat, so this is making everything better.
A sick hat. It is ski season. I am so pumped for Jonathan. I think we are all going to find him incredibly entertaining, whether or not he intends to be. I'm very, very excited for Jonathan.
Do agree with that.
Also, Ozzy comparison. He compared himself to Ozzy, which I feel is appropriate.
Is appropriate, although he's a little bit bigger than Ozzy.
A little
bigger.
I took
a picture with Ozzy, and me and Ozzy are like the same height, and I'm not very big. So yeah, I'm excited. Pretty much, we're close. Wow. He might be like an inch taller, but he's not much taller. But yeah, excited to see Jonathan. I know he would have been the one I would have saved for last, but couldn't help it. Also, though, I like the bully thing. I think that'll be beneficial to him to kind of get in with some of the people on his tribe. I think you have Marianne Oketch, who I think is one of the youngest people on this season. You have Maria Sharon, who's one of the older people on this season. I think that he can find his way in. I really like the tribe set up for him, but we'll talk about the rest of his tribe when we get there. I really, really do like it, though.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Who's that?
Next up, we have Maria Sharon, from 47 years old, from Lansing, Michigan. Currently lives in Noblesville, Indiana. She's a stay-at-home mom. Her favorite hobbies are gardening, writing poetry, and spoken word, and Pilates. She's spicy, smart, and loving. She hates when someone sneezes and has a big old snuffleupagus sneeze, doesn't cover their nose, and mean people. She's proud of living her life as she believes she should, being the her and respect. So I can't read this. Teaching awards are pretty cool too. Moms always feel like we need to say our kids are our proudest accomplishment. I think that goes without saying. Something that we would never know about her is she's in front of people in some sort of leadership role. People think she's super strong. That's going to be interesting. Who's her hero and why? Keish Kelly. I have no idea who that is. Oh, Keish was the first nurse in New York to die of COVID-19. Okay. I need to like read the rest of it before
watching you do this live is
isn't this great? But okay, I'm probably saying the name wrong, but first nurse in New York to die of COVID-19 gave life for others. Which passerby would play the game like Angelina and Tony? That's not a good sign.
And it gets better.
Why do you believe you can be the sole survivor? My greatest asset is my emotional intelligence and ability to accurately read people. My game will be easy to argue at the final three. I believe being likable and smart savvy pays off in the end and secures the vote. So more Angelina than Tony is what I'm getting from this.
And what's even better, I'm glad you are only like reading the first couple sentences because people's answers are long. But
yeah,
first of all, I would love to watch an Angelina and Tony combination. I don't know what would happen. However, my concern for her is she says that she would be like Angelina because Angelina flew under the radar and got to the end. I don't necessarily think that that is why Angelina got to the end or how she got to the end. So that feels like a bit of a miss. However, I like spicy. I like how she's self-described as spicy. I like how people who sneeze are worse than people who are mean. I think her priorities are very straight. Yes. Yeah, I think she'll be fun. And we've talked about this, especially when talking about older seasons, but Survivor has always shied away from stay-at-home moms. And I think that that's a huge miss, because I think there are many people who are stay-at-home moms and many people who relate to that, who watch the show. And so I'm really excited to see how she does.
Yeah, it feels like it could be a Julie Rosenberg type, but maybe not with the same self-awareness as Julie. We'll see how that ends up panning out.
You added the name to,
Yeah, you see what I'm doing here?
Oh, Phyllis Terrell. Exciting.
It's Maria. Like, it's literally spelled M-A-R-Y-A. It's Maria. Like, that has to be what it is. But Julie Rosenberg did tell us I'm reading Adrian Celeste thing. But yeah, she was talking about
Mariah.
Okay. But she was telling us about how her being a stay-at-home mom was actually hard for her to be cast. Like, that was a difficult thing. And that's why she started up the Etsy shop. She talked about that pretty openly. And so now here we have Mariah or Maria. And a lot of people are spelling her name wrong, but Mariah or Maria, who is coming out here and is on as a stay-at-home mom, but was a teacher before that. So I think that is interesting. It looks like Adrian Celeste said, by the way, Kush Kelly is her brother. So we would definitely get a COVID related confessional from her. There you go. That makes a lot more sense. So probably going to get a COVID related confessional there. I hope that they go back to the way that these confessionals were in season 41. I thought they did a really good job with that. And I think that Maria, this is a great way to just introduce us to her, give her some heart, especially if she is going to play the game a little bit like Angelina and Tony. Sometimes it's not really a character that a lot of people are going to connect with on an emotional level, but you bring in the real life human being, which is what ultimately separates Survivor players, and why this is so important. And like, I hate the social media aspect of it, but if we can get that part of her right away, that's going to make people like her a lot more. So I'm excited about that. Think Mariah or Maria is going to have a little bit of a hard time though on this starting tribe.
Can you read out the tribe to me? Because is it in the chat that you sent me that I didn't read?
It is Jackson, Jonathan, Omar, Lindsay, Mariah, and Mary Ann. So Jackson and Mariah are about the same age. I just think Lindsay and Jonathan are going to have really, 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 really strong personalities. And if they're losing early on, I don't know if you necessarily get rid of those two because they're both pretty strong. So.
Oh, yeah. Lindsay doesn't like sitting around. Okay. Yeah. We'll get to that.
Yeah. So there you go. And that's pretty crazy, though, that her brother was the first nurse to die in New York of COVID-19. That's crazy. So, that's what's at the end here. Dearly loved and respected nurse passed on March 24, 2020. He was her brother. That's amazing. So
that is insane.
Sorry to hear that, but
yeah,
also like an inspiring story that I'm sure is going to get on the air in this season and is going to bring awareness to the people who are actually affected early on in this whole COVID thing when we were just wondering if Survivor was going to come on.
Yeah, seriously. Jay the Realist here says, and this is not in any way to just like boil her down to an arc because obviously none of this has happened yet, but he says here the mom arc typically goes really far. I mean, we have seen people of that archetype really like succeed in terms of longevity in the game. So maybe she's been able to watch the past few seasons and kind of just make adjustments as, you know, as she sees fit. So definitely excited.
Yeah, no, that'll be interesting to see. We'll talk about the tribes kind of at the very end of this once we actually have them all on the ticker at the bottom, which is my favorite thing ever. Okay, we're going to move on now to the first member of Ika, you want to say it. Romeo Ika. Escobar, 37, from L.A., current residence, Norwalk, California. He's a pageant coach. Favorite hobbies, traveling, beauty pageants, and watching Survivor. Competitive, intuitive, and smart. A bit impatient, so it's say slow people, laziness, and people who don't know how to read a room. What is the accomplishment he's most proud of? Always dreamed of working in the industry, so he is. Dreamed of owning his own pageant, so he does. Dreamed of traveling the world, so he has. Always accomplishes his goals. What is something we never know from you? How competitive he is. I don't know. I pretty much got that right from those accomplishments. Who is your hero and why? Mother and father. Which past survivor would you play the game most like? But I do want to achieve great survivor historical moments like Sandra, Suri, Parvati, Rupert, Rob. I want to be remembered. He doesn't think anyone has played the game like the one he will play. I can confidently say that is incorrect. Why do you believe you can be a sole survivor? I know I can be the final survivor because I'm likable enough and persuasive enough to convince people to vote for me. I always find a way to get what I want. Okay, I like these answers. I guarantee you in like the 590 people who've played Survivor, somebody has played the game the way you're going to play this game. That's just.
Yeah, I feel, and this is not a knock on him. I feel like just if I went out there, like I feel like half my answers would be like, I don't know, Mike, like what am I? I'm going to tell you I'm social and strategic. Like what's that? That's new. So I do appreciate like the confidence. I get like a good sense of scrappiness from Romeo. And I think I know nothing about beauty pageants and I think I'm glad that I don't. But I have to assume that you deal with fascinating people. And I think to be able to manage that and to be manage people who are probably in an extremely high maintenance, high intensity situation. I never thought I'd relate to that to Survivor, but there's probably a lot of crossover in terms of social skill sets there.
Look how fancy the bottom line is. Sorry. I need to draw attention to how fancy it is. So I really like the idea that he's a pageant person and that it's different than what we got with Chet way back in the day. This is somebody who's competitive and actually wants to be there rather than somebody who's going to get dragged around and pretty much like be a rag doll in the entire season. I'm very excited to see how this is going to end up playing out with Romeo. One of my favorite movies of all time is Little Miss Sunshine. So I really just want to talk to Romeo and see if that is what pageants like. Really are like.
That's a great movie.
Such a great movie. And once they get to the pageant, it's so unbelievably disturbing, but it's so great. I think Romeo brings a lot to the table. I wonder if there's going to be a cockiness to Romeo because I do see, this, I always dreamed of working in the industry. So I am. However, we're coming off of our interview with Evie where Evie said, hey, this is not something we do after. This is something we're doing in our casting and they're just throwing this in there right away. So if these are his answers, then obviously he's trying to be the most extreme version of himself. And this is what we're going to get. I do like, it's like, he comes in here. I'm a small man, gay and Latino. People always underestimate me. I love proving them wrong. I hate losing or being wrong. I always want to have the right answer and win everything I do. A lot of competitiveness there.
Very
intense. Is that going to be too intense for the game of Survivor when you do ultimately lose? Is he going, I guess what my question is.
I think Wendell said something like that in his preseason too. He was like, I think he said like, I'm extreme. Oh, you didn't hear that or you didn't agree?
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get that from him though.
Yeah, I think Wendell's was a little more like I'm competitive and I trash talk, which we obviously ended up seeing, but this is very intense. And like, I'm sure that will do wonders for his game and also has done wonders for his career. But you do like, it's like, how intense? Like, can you turn it off? Yeah.
Let's say like when Heather was having her moment in season 41, and Danny goes over and is able to kind of comfort her and Deshaun is able to make her, is that something that he's going to be able to do? Granted, he's a coach. So you would think yes. But then again, I see coaches all the time working my job and some of them are not really the most comforting people when something goes really, really wrong. So how is Romeo going to be able to act in the moment, especially when if you lose an immunity challenge, if you flip out on somebody right then and there, that is the last thing they're going to remember about you as they go back to camp and they decide who they're going to vote out that night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I'm really excited for Romeo.
Very excited for Romeo. That's the first member of the Ika tribe. Moving on here, we are going to Tori Meehan, age 25 from Tulsa, currently lives in Rogers, Arkansas. This is one of the first people from Arkansas to ever play Survivor. Occupation, a therapist. Favorite hobbies, CrossFit, playing board games or card games, spending time with family. Three words to describe them, quirky, warm, self-aware. Pet peeves, when people lack self-awareness or emotionally reactive, immature, or petty. Accomplished, most proud of, graduated 100% debt-free from undergraduate and paid for 50% of my master's degree by competing in pageants. Hello, Romeo. Have Whoa. You met Tori Meehan yet? And by earning academic scholarships, something people would never know from looking at her. Get this all this time, but when I first met you, I thought you were going to be a mean girl, but now that I know you, that's not the case. Nice. Who is your hero and why? Be close.
That's such a backhanded compliment.
It really, to herself.
I hate that. Yeah.
Who is your hero and why? It would be so cheesy to say Jesus, but I did want to use the question to explain the importance of my faith. So that's going to be a big point for her. Which past survivor would you play the game like? 100% Kim Spradlin. Why do you believe you can be the sole survivor? She's the total package. Alexa, what's your take on 25-year-old Tori Meehan, who is on the starting tribe with Romeo?
I think being a therapist is probably one of the best jobs that you can have to be good at Survivor. Obviously, it worked out very well for Denise. I don't know how long she's been a therapist. If she's 25, I can't imagine too long. So that's not to say that, like, I don't think she has enough life experience. But I do think that when your job is to have people tell you that their ins and the outs of themselves and you to digest that on the spot and give advice and just listen, I cannot think of anything better for Survivor. So off the bat, I think she definitely has the skill set to relate to people and or relate to people in enough of a way that they will feel comfortable. I think therapists are also really good at not giving a ton of information about themselves, but people still feeling very close to them, which I think is extremely important in Survivor. But so I think all that to say, I have high hopes for her. I think the fact that they've cast two people who have any kind of ties to pageants is like absolutely wild. Are they on the same tribe? Because they will immediately have that in common, which is like amazing for them.
I can't believe they put them on the same tribe. I think that's the most surprising
thing
to me.
Did it because they will either totally hit it off or
flame out.
Totally not vibe, because yeah. I assume I'm making a giant assumption that people who work in or participate in beauty pageants are very intense, and you either work great with other intense people or you really don't.
So now my main question for Tori is the picture that leaked on Inside Survivor. Is she standing in front of the Epcot ball? That is my biggest question. So if you go to Inside Survivor, everybody, and you look at her photo that leaked, is she standing in front of the Epcot ball? I think that Tori has a pretty good shot because of who she's with to start this game. She's also on a tribe with Drea, Zach, Roxroy, who we still really don't know because we haven't gotten there yet, and Swati. So I'm very interested to see how this goes. But if her and Romeo hit it off, why wouldn't Drea also hit it off with them, being that Drea's a personal trainer? It seems like all of them would be able to work together. I think Tori has a lot of qualities of former winning survivors, especially female winning survivors. Talking about the therapist thing, that's a big thing with Denise. Big part of the reason why Denise won. However, let's be real. Denise was also a lot older and further into her career than Tori is. Another one, though, that I kind of like here is the whole where is it? Because I just want to make everybody sick to their stomach right away. Playing board games or card games and spending time with the family. You know who else really likes playing board games and card games, Alexa?
You.
No.
Oh.
Winner of Survivor.
Board games, card games. Everyone likes board games.
Michelle Fitzgerald loves playing board games and card games. So I think that
everybody likes that.
She has a lot of qualities of winning females who have played Survivor before.
Curious, so much in common.
Don't you love that? Yeah. The sun? I love the sun. I did that purposely to make everybody sick to their stomach. But I'm curious to see how the Faith will play into this. In recent seasons, we haven't really seen Faith play negatively into Survivor, which is a good thing. I'm curious to see how it's going to work on this season. Is there going to be anybody else who she can kind of connect with over that? I know Danny was very, I think, right? He had the cross necklace, I believe, during that season. But he didn't really talk about it. Obviously, a couple seasons ago, we had Sunday, who was talking about it, but wasn't necessarily like in your face with it the way a Roxy was back in season 25. How is this going to go? How is she going to be able to like handle all of those different levels? I think she's going to be absolutely fine. I think that she'll, I think that a good starting tribe. Her tribe is pretty young, which is a good thing. And Romeo being 37 is pretty mind blowing because Romeo looks like he's still in his like. Thanks,
absolutely.
Dude. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, he looks great.
You're 7 years older than me. Thanks.
All right, who's up?
Who's up? Next up, let's see how this ticker goes. Oh, look at that transition. Whoa. Jackson Fox's name is there. I'm killing it.
Jackson Fox, what a name.
Jackson Fox, 48 years old.
Good name.
Hometown, Pasadena, Texas. Not to be confused with Pasadena, California. Pretty much the same thing. Current residence, Houston. Occupation, healthcare worker. Favorite hobbies, puzzling, weightlifting, and dog walking. I really want to know if that means he likes doing puzzles or just thinking about things. He's kind, dedicated. He's kind, dedicated, and assertive. He hates unorganized, no schedules, and people who don't get to the point.
Wow,
accomplished your most proud of, starting and running his own company. Something we would never know from looking at him. I used to be a girl. I'm covered in tattoos. I'm a big softy when it comes to animals. I'm a collector of hurt or abandoned animals. There you go.
Wow.
Who is your hero and why? My mom, no question. She had grace until the end. Her faith was unmatched. She was an awesome person, not just a mother, but as a whole, can only strive to be half the person she was. Which pastor value you play the game like? Elaine Biscuit all the way. She was hardworking, confident, resilient, and played a hell of a mind game. Why do you believe you can be the sole survivor? I believe it will be mentally, physically, emotionally, and socially the hardest thing he'll ever tend to do. Break him down and challenge every aspect of his being, but knows that survivor in life, and this will just be another aspect that he will crush.
Phil, does Michelle also take care of hurt or abandoned animals? Or was
she
that
does have
her?
A dog now, right? I did see that on Instagram.
And Jackson probably has a dog.
And Jackson does have a dog. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Jackson's jacked. That was that was the first.
Thanks, Alexa.
First thing I saw. Yeah, Phil, I know. We're just like, wow, Romeo looks so young and Jackson's so jacked. This is a tough one on you.
Yeah, please.
Jackson is the first person who we are talking about, but there are going to be many others on this cast who started their own business or is like a business owner or a co-founder. I feel like we haven't had that many people like on one season. I feel like there's four different people who started their own business on this season, which is really cool. What do you think based on everything that you've listed off and or have had 10 seconds to digest?
Jackson.
Thank you.
I think Jackson's got a pretty interesting story, and there's layers here that, you know, with the tattoos, sometimes that's something people immediately judge, but it doesn't seem like Jackson cares.
Mm-hmm.
Also a healthcare worker. I think that's interesting. Doesn't like unorganized people, no schedules, and people don't get to the point.
I deeply relate to that.
I deeply relate to that, and also deeply worry for him on a tribe. like, you know, I don't know what Jonathan and Lindsay are going to be like. I mean, dietitian and all that. It seems like these are people who are going to be organized, but are they going to get to the point?
He is on a tribe with some, well, healthcare, I don't, with somebody who is an exotic animal caretaker/vet. I don't know if that is relatable enough to a healthcare worker, but they both probably wear scrubs, so perhaps they have that in common.
I guess that's one thing. Being that Jackson is 48, one of the older people on this season, and the
also
oldest
doesn't
person
look 48
on the starting tribe, yeah, doesn't look 48 at all. Like, seriously, like, looks like mid-30s at the oldest. Pretty wild. I need to see what the personality is. See, I can immediately like pair off. Are him and Mariah going to get along really well? Like, that could definitely be something that could happen here. And could they form a bond that maybe, you know, Jonathan and Lindsay can't form with the two of them? I know we also have Marianne, mm-hmm. who's an integrated science student. What is it? Mariah used to be a teacher. And then you have a healthcare worker and an animal veterinarian. Are Jonathan and Lindsay the ones on the outside here looking in? And Jackson mm-hmm. ends up kind of being a little bit of a mastermind. Curious to see how this is going to break down for Jackson. This is the second trans person who's played Survivor, right? Behind only Zeke.
I believe
Zeke.
So, yeah.
Behind only Zeke. I do think working in Jackson's favor is that he's not the first. Because I do think that there's a massive benefit to not being the first of anything to play a reality TV show. I think totally. Zeke kind of proved that, and Zeke went through a lot of hard times with this. So I think Jackson could surprise some people. I love that Elaine is who he wants to play like.
I love that.
That kind of pumps me up. I love Elaine. I'm a huge Elaine fan, and I'd be super stoked to see Jackson come out and play the game like Elaine. So.
I feel like not many people would say that they want to play like Elaine either. Like, everyone's going to be like, I'm Todd. And he's like, no, I want to be like the cuddle bug. And it sounds very self-described as that. So,
people always want to list off a winner or somebody who's absolutely legendary. And Elaine hasn't been around long enough to be absolutely legendary. So it is interesting that Elaine is where he went.
I know. I want to go out there and be like, I want to play like the magician's assistant from Survivor Guatemala.
Her name is Morgan. Her name is Morgan.
She has a name.
Yeah, she has a name and her name is Morgan. And don't ever insult her again. She is the best part of Survivor Guatemala. So her name.
Anyways. Ma'am, this is a Wendy's.
Yeah. Now that I got that off my chest and I'm going to try to move on with my night. Let's move on to finally getting to the Vati tribe, and everybody take a look at the ticker. Ooh. It changed again. You wouldn't even know.
Wow.
Chanel Howell is our first person here from the Vati tribe, 29 years old from Handen, Connecticut. Current residence is New York. What part of New York? We'll never know.
Come
in. Occupation, executive recruiter. Whoa, it's Alexa.
Hey.
Favorite hobbies. <me. laughs> Exploring new countries, trying new cuisines, and blogging about them. I don't know, like maybe Finland or something. She is cunning, competitive, and cultured. Okay, Alexa, you finally know
that I'm not cultured.
Yeah. Pet peeves, slow walkers. It's the New Yorker in me. What is the accomplishment you're most proud of? Utilizing recruiting skills to create a mentorship program to help young women get into professional spaces. Something we would never know by looking at you. Good at crunching numbers in her head. Who is your hero and why? Her parents. That's the second person to say that. Which past survivor would you play the game like? Kim Spradlin. Why do you believe that you'll be the sole survivor? I'm truly a student of the game. I've watched all the seasons. I've studied the greats and I've learned the nuances. I'm a subject matter expert in Survivor. Aside from having the tool belt to win, my motivations will push me through the cold nights and hungry days. I want to show black and brown girls that this game was made for us too.
We had so much in common until she said she was good at crunching numbers.
I know. And cunning. I don't know, Alexa. I don't know if cunning is the word there.
I don't think anybody would use that word to describe me. Chanel, I would love to hang out. So
I think you got, that is literally you, right?
I work in recruiting. I am not cool enough to recruit for executives, but obviously we do this all the time. Whenever somebody works in a line of work that is even remotely similar to what we do, we automatically assume that they are going to be wildly successful at the game. Chanel is no different. She's a headhunter. She talks to people who probably have very, very large egos, who make a ton of money, and convinces them to work somewhere else. That's playing Survivor. That's managing people. She talks a lot about the importance of the sell. I think that she has a good skill set to be on Survivor. I don't know, what else do I have here? Good with people. I like what she said about slow walkers. I agree with that. Luckily, that won't be a major problem on Survivor.
Imagine it is, though. That would be weird.
Yeah, right? You're running fine, but you're walking is a little slow. I feel very, very solid about Chanel. Apparently, she has also played on some, I don't know if you call it an org or an ORG. Clearly, I am not somebody who does these. But that's
although
very
we did host one once.
We did host one, but I had no idea what was happening. So clearly, she's a fan, but doesn't in any way give off the super, super, thirsty super fan vibe.
Yeah, I think that's important too, because at this point, everybody's a fan. So what are you going to do to separate yourself from the rest of the super fans who are going to play Survivor? That is the most important question. And I do think that she is, going to be able to hopefully keep that as a separate side of her and just use her social skills and everything to work her way through this game. The Vati tribe, we won't talk about for a little bit because there's so many of them that are just lower down this list for some reason. But that's a very, very, very interesting tribe. It's a very interesting tribe. And so I'm curious to see where she'll end up in this, though. I do think that being a recruiter is definitely a job that allows you to stay in touch with a lot of different people from a lot of different areas. And I think that is going to help her for sure. So I think that'll help her. I think that'll help her social game. I think that's going to also allow her to be a little bit more willing to hear people and understand you tell me what you got to do. And if I disagree with it, I normally can't just tell you to F off to your face. So I think that's going to work in her favor. I think there's a lot of hope. She's also the perfect age to win Survivor, which is 29. That is I think the average when you average out all the winners.
Late 20s, early 30s is huge.
Late 20s, early 30s. So I think that's a good thing for Chanel. I don't know. I think that's all good. Slow walkers, that means she's probably impatient, but I'm impatient too. And I know I've won Survivor, so whatever.
I can't judge her for that, because anyone who enjoys slow walkers, it's a very different
there's something wrong
than
with
what
you there.
We're used to. Something wrong with you there. Yeah. A hard, solid on Chanel.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I realized that because I wasn't copying and pasting, I forgot to keep Jackson's name up there for that one. So now I have to go back to this one. So now should have everybody new here.
It's a disaster.
And then let's see what happens if I do this. I know it's really depressing. Okay. So that should be everybody we've actually talked about along the bottom line ticker there. Next up, we have Omar Zahir, 31, from Kitchener, Ontario, Canada.
Ooh, Canada.
Wait, where are you, John? Boo.
Boo.
current residence, Whitby, Ontario, Canada. Occupation, veterinarian. Favorite hobbies, training animals, Settlers of Catan, and watching TV. You know who else likes Settlers of Catan, Alexa?
Michelle Fitzgerald.
Michelle Fitzgerald loves that game. Three words to describe you: silly, empathetic, shameless. Pet peeves, people who complain about the cost of vet care, rudeness, feeding seeds to parrots, Jim Grunters. Hello, Jonathan, Joey from Friends. The fact that mini-wheats have gelatin, when people talk bad about pigeons and institutional racism. What is the accomplishment you're most proud of? Most proud of setting his mind to becoming an exotic animal specialist from undergrad. Did it. What is something no one would ever know from looking at you? This is a long answer, so people would never know the difficult childhood he had financially and emotionally. Hero and why? Father had many shortcomings. Definitely someone he considers a hero. Just keeps going with the parents. Which past survivor would you play the game
Phil
like?
Phil would not list his parents.
No, ever. No, that would be a blatant lie, and they know it. Rob Cesternino, Ceree Fields, Tyson Apostle, Kim Spradlin, Natalie Anderson. This guy just wants to be on our half so bad. If you ever want to come to the dark side, come join us. We are friends with Rob. You can be on both. Who do you believe you – why do you believe you can be the sole survivor? They must adapt or they'll be voted out of the game, a statement that has not changed. You can look to nature and Darwin's theory of evolution and see the survival of the fittest. And then there's about 10 more sentences about that. Alexa, feelings on Omar Zahir, who just pointed out to all of us that there is gelatin in mini wheats, and Joey from Friends is a pet peeve.
I have a huge, one of my only notes was, why is gelatin in mini wheats? That is extremely upsetting. I got distracted because I was thinking about if somebody wanted to suck up to us, who would they list as their favorite players? And I started laughing because it's a horrible random group of people.
Yes,
it is. Includes Troy Zan and Chris Doherty, probably.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I just think he has an incredibly unique job. I can't wait to hear the confessional where he tries to compare his line of work to being good at Survivor, regardless of whether or not it's true. I'm just really excited to hear him shoehorn it in. I don't know if he might be the first Muslim player to ever play Survivor, or if not one of the very first few. So I think that's going to be just like an interesting new dynamic. I get like kind of a, like yeah. a good, oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say Ibrahim and Nasir.
Okay. There we go. So third. Yeah, I get like nothing. I don't like, he doesn't scream winner to me, but I don't think there's going to be anything that like seems to, there's nothing in there that I think is in any way problematic. I think his pet peeves are relatable, funny. Even though I've never thought of them before.
He seems like a very funny guy. But
yeah, he's
to
like
me,
silly. Yeah, in a good way. Very silly.
I don't think silly wins Survivor though. Like, have we ever seen a silly person win Survivor? I don't believe we have. Fabio, yes, that's really the only one. And that's because that season was silly, aka bullshit. So I do think that silly will make him a fan favorite. I think that that'll get him far in the game. I do think that that gives him potential, but I don't necessarily see it as a way to win the game of Survivor. I do love these answers, though. I think the Joey from Friends is hilarious. Jim Grunters, feeding seeds to parrots, like just getting in line with his work and also just like expressing that. He's also wearing toucan shorts. So I'm very excited to see what this guy's got in store for us.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun one.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, sure, sure. Let me see. What else do we have here? Is there anything else? He's also maintaining his Muslim values while living in the Western world, abstaining from alcohol, pork, and premarital sex, no matter how hard it may be. Proud of resilience he didn't know he had when he had to deal with the father's death in 2017. So I think we're going to be getting a lot of interesting background
personal
on him.
Content, yeah.
And Jordan Alford said Tony is extremely silly, but Tony also is not extremely silly. Like, Tony is extremely silly, but he's not extremely silly. So,
like, he's silly to us, I feel like.
Yeah, but I wouldn't define him as a silly person.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Interesting with Omar. Curious to see how he fits in on that tribe with Taku, with Jonathan, Jackson, and Mariah, who we've met already. So there's only two left to talk about on that tribe. Next up, you ready?
I sure am.
Are you ready for who's next? It is Swati Goel, and I am sorry if I'm butchering this. I didn't listen to anything. 19 years old from Palo Alto, California. Current residence, Palo Alto, California. Occupation, Ivy League student, so not Stanford. Favorite hobbies, reading on the beach, theater, and all things Survivor. Three words to describe you: competent, charismatic, caring. Pet peeves, people who have big dreams but don't work hard. People who are emotionally manipulative, or people who try to control me or tell me how to live my life. I am a pet peeve of hers. What is the accomplishment you're most proud of getting into every college she applied to because she worked hard for that, writing and directing her own show and having a successful community response and enlisting the Army National Guard? At least she hasn't done that much by the time she turned 19. Something you would never know from looking at her. She's a karate black belt. Just kidding. It's jujitsu. Just kidding. Probably nothing. I'm very open.
I love
honest.
That.
Love that. Who's your hero and why? Elon Musk. That's pretty sick. To the moon. Which Path Survivor will you play the game most like? A cross between Victoria Bamonde and Chaos Cast.
And Phil has found his winner pick.
I have found my winner pick. The first 19-year-old to ever win Survivor. Why do you believe you can be the sole survivor? Having grown up in the most competitive environment in America, gotten pretty good at persuading people to cheerfully act in the best interest and not theirs. Recommendation letters, winning elections, high attendance for all of her events, etc. Her entire life has been a highly successful exercise in persuasion. It sounds awful, but to some extent, she lives every day the way Tony plays. That sounds absolutely
terrifying.
Exhausting. So
I would
congratulations.
Never suggest that to anybody.
All right, Alexa, what's your take on her?
Okay. I'm super excited to watch her. There's a lot going on. She could totally flame out or she could totally win. And whatever happens, I think we will be entertained the entire time. I find it extremely important and noteworthy that she is an Ivy League student and Zach is a student. So I think that is... Poor Zach. I hope he's well. But I guess we'll get to him. I think Victoria and Cass is a fascinating combination. But I think if you are ever going to refer to yourself as potentially playing the same way as Cass, I don't necessarily think that you're going to win. But I do think that I would have a blast watching.
Yeah, I am.
She's 19. She's like by and away the youngest on this cast.
By and away the youngest on this cast. I think that's going to be the one downfall to Swati. But I do think that there's some silliness here. I did love the whole karate black belt, jujitsu, nothing. I think that's really entertaining. But I do think that there's a lot of seriousness too, the whole working hard and all that. My one concern is everybody who works hard when they're 19, 20, 21 wants everybody who's older than them to work equally as hard, but they haven't been as jaded by reality. And now that I've turned 30, I can officially say, why work hard? There's no meaning to it. But if she tries to push that, like working hard onto people who are older than her, I do think that that would end up biting her in the butt. So we'll see how that ends up working out. The one good thing for her though, is she is on a very, very, very young tribe. So I do think that works heavily in her favor with Drea and Tori and Zach and Romeo, who I still don't believe is 37 years old. I think that that really does help her. And I think that you might have this kind of work ethic on that tribe. It's a personal trainer. It's people who have been around pageants. I think that that is going to be something that they're actually going to bond over and it's going to help her, not hurt her. So I'm very excited to see how that is going to work out for her. But I think it is going to ultimately work out for her in a good way.
Yeah, I think good point about her being on a pretty young tribe. I think that's huge for her.
Yeah.
Because I think like with like her intensity being on a tribe with like Mike the firefighter, I don't know if that would have vibed. So I think she's on a good tribe for like how she is.
Yep. Okay, let's move on to the next person. Here we are. Who is it? Who's noticing whose name is now added at the bottom here? Hi, Zhang. Hi, Zhang. 29 years old, Atlanta, from Jirai Bac Lu, Vietnam. Current residence, New Orleans, occupation, data scientist. Favorite hobbies, traveling to new cities and using their public transit systems to explore. Bringing dogs to dog parks, recreating all the favorite dishes from scratch using recipes he found online and probably reading the stories before those recipes too. Three words to describe him: aggressive, astute, audacious. I love that he didn't even get to be yet. I can't wait to see what those words are going to be. Pet peeves: he hates judgmental people looking down on someone for their lifestyle or choices because they're not the same choices you make. It's stupid. Hates patronizing people who talk down to others. Oh, and he hates when people wear shoes in his house. Interesting. Mm. What is the accomplishment you're most proud of? First person from his family to go to college and graduate. What is something we would never know from looking at you? People would never guess that he grew up in extreme poverty by looking at him now. Who is your hero and why? His mother, the families. Cliche answer, but it's true. Okay, but it's cliche. Which past survivor will you play the game most like? He wants to say poverty, speaking of cliches, but he's not that hot nor charming. I like
Unbelievable.
That.
Unbelievable.
I like
so
that.
Funny.
I will realistically be similar to Aubrey, who's also pretty hot and charming. I'm not going to lie. Why do you believe you can be the sole survivor? I believe that I'm a well-rounded individual, great logical sense, a strong ability to read social situations, amazing speaking abilities, and a strong desire to better his family's life. There is no alternatives besides coming home with the $1 million check. which is unfortunate because there's a very good chance he's not going to end up going home
tough,
with $1 million.
Tough ratio yeah. he's working with there.
Yeah, he's got a 1 in 18 shot.
I think he has like one of the best comments of the preseason with Parvati, but not, but not, what did he say? Hot or something else.
But not as hot or, not charming. Hot or charming. And then he goes with freaking Aubrey, who's pretty hot and definitely charming.
Yeah, don't sell yourself short.
Well, don't sell Aubrey short. You can sell himself.
Yeah, don't sell anyone short. No, I screw you. okay, I really, really like him. I think he could do a great job. I did not like what he said about having no, direct quote, no intention of sticking to alliances or a tribe. I get that that's the way the game is now, but I feel like to enter the game with like not even, I guess like you want alliances. I don't really know what he's getting at there. I feel like that's a very intense thing to say. And maybe it's a soundbite. Maybe it's how he'll play. He could totally prove me wrong there. I don't really love that strategy, but I think he's really smart and he probably knows Survivor very well. And I hope he proves me wrong because I do really like him.
It's going to matter. Is he saying that?
To like say the thing like Evie hates men or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I also wonder, even if he's not saying it like Evie hates men, and sorry, I'm like dying right now. Even if he's not saying it as Evie hates men, is he saying it as like he wants to play kind of like what Will Wall played? Because that is becoming a more popular style of Survivor, where it's kind of like the bouncing back and forth, have this side, then have that side, then have this side. But if you really just want to go out there and cut people, that's why people don't win Survivor. I mean, Adam Klein talked about that on our podcast like 15 times. You have to go out there and be... And you have to want to make friends. Yeah. If you don't want to make friends, you're not going to win the game. So what does high mean by this? I think that's a very, very important question. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we shall see. But high hopes.
Yeah, that's it. High hopes.
You
good
get
job,
that?
Alexa.
I didn't.
Yeah. Alexa, sorry. I've already moved on to what my jokes are going to be for the next person. So I don't have time for your low level humor.
I didn't even mean to plan it, but I'm very proud of my low level pun.
Yes, I'm gonna move on to a very easy pun. The She-Witch, Lindsay Dola She-Witch. That is her last name. And if that's not how it's pronounced, I know. If that's not how it's pronounced, I apologize. Current residence is from Morganville, New Jersey, 31 years old. Current residence is Asbury Park, New Jersey. That is my neck of the woods. Therefore, she's my winner pick. Occupation, dietitian. Favorite hobbies, co-ed flag football in the sand at Bar A by the shore. Bar A still makes you bring two different versions of identification, even if you're 60 years old. Interior decorating for the holidays, any high intensity or high adrenaline activity, snowboarding, paintballing, skydiving, wake surfing. Okay. Three words to describe you. Loud. Growing up, my friend's parents always described me as the loud friend. That's unusual for New Jersey people. Talkative, also unusual for New Jersey people. And intense, also unusual.
Wow.
This is really
what
good.
Trio.
She definitely does not mesh with everyone. Perfect. That's what we're looking for with Survivor.
Yeah.
Pet peeves. Hates wasted time. Spit it out and speak up. This is why New Jersey is my homeland and the only place people understand me. We are all cut from the same cloth. Could not agree more. What is the accomplishment you're most proud of? Becoming a dietitian and starting her own business. What is something we would never know from looking at you? Played tackle football. Okay, there you go. Who is your hero and why? Her younger sister. Good job. Not your parents.
But
big
still
check mark for Lindsay. Yeah, but who the hell is saying that their younger sibling is?
I'm not you.
Is your younger brother your hero, Alexa? Come on. And which past Survivor would you play the game most like? Lauren Beck. That's interesting.
Love that.
I like that. She's very self aware.
We love Lauren.
I will say this though: Lauren probably gets along with people like all the time. Why do you believe you can be the sole survivor? Can definitely outwit everyone since I'm very familiar with dealing with different types of people and have always had a strategic mind, can read people very well, and is very good at persuading others. Big contradiction there at the end. Very familiar with dealing with different types of people right after talking about how she is not for everyone. So, Lindsay, what's your take on Lindsay, who is on the same starting tribe as our man, Jonathan?
Well, I feel like we should just end the podcast because she's the cute girl from New Jersey. Like, is there anyone else to talk about? I feel like you have your banner pick for the next five seasons now.
I do.
She is going to be so awesome. She's also probably going to be a like total disaster. I think her and Jonathan, especially together on the same starting tribe, are going to be super fun. She seems extremely self-aware. And I know she mentioned that with Lauren too. So she knows she's intense. She knows that she plays flag football at Bar A. She knows what her deal is. I bet she'll actually be pretty darn good in challenges. But yeah, I am just like so pumped for her. I don't necessarily know if she'll win, but I think she will have a blast while she's out there.
Mm-hmm. You ever been to Bar A, Alexa?
I actually haven't, but I feel like I have because I know so many people who
have
been there.
It's unbelievable. It's a great bar. It's an awesome bar in South Jersey, right by Monmouth University. It's great. Used to run 5Ks there, and now I just drink there. So big differences.
Yeah, they grow up so fast.
They really
problematically,
do.
She doesn't like sitting around, and a lot of Survivor is sitting around.
Thankfully, she only got to do it for 26 days instead of 39.
That's huge. That's a very
huge
good point.
Huge for her. I am curious who she's not going to get along with on this tribe. Jackson, I think she'll get along with. Omar, I don't know. Mariah, I don't know. Jonathan, she should get along with, but is this going to be a Rodney Lindsay thing? Is she Lindsay, whatever, Cascadian 2.0, however you say her last name? Is that going to be what ends up happening here? Marianne, we haven't gotten to Marianne yet. All I know is there's like this smile where she's very happy and excited, and it seems like somebody
smile.
Like Lindsay would just hate her for being happy. So I'm curious. I feel like New Jersey personalities. I mean, if you think about it, I think New Jersey has produced the most natural born winners in terms of the population, like where they were really born, not just, oh, we all live in California now, therefore California is our winning place. Stephanie LaGrosa, Tony, Michelle, and Natalie Anderson. That's four winners, although Natalie Anderson wasn't born there, but still, I think Natalie Anderson pretty much lived her entire life in New Jersey. Didn't just move.
She's
to
got the Jersey vibe.
So I think that like New Jersey has produced a lot of winners. And then you also have Stephanie LaGrosa, who I do feel like Lindsay could be a little bit more like Stephanie. Stephanie in 2005, everybody loves Stephanie. Stephanie in 2010, people weren't as hot on Stephanie. So how is that going to work for Lindsay here? Lindsay does give me extreme, extreme Stephanie LaGrosa vibes, which could be a really good thing, could be a really bad thing. But that's where I'm going with this. Seems super competitive from the same part of New Jersey as Stephanie was. And just seems like she's just going to tell you exactly how she feels all the time and doesn't care what you think. That isn't necessarily the best thing. She's still probably gonna be my winner pick because we've been to the same bar, and that automatically makes us best friends.
Absolutely. Maybe you drank the same warm beer as well.
You know, sometimes that happens.
We all
sometimes
have.
Sometimes that happens. Isn't that, it's like, these are the exciting things that you got to think about all the time. I now need to figure out, did I put this in? No, I didn't. Okay, so hang on, Alexa. You got to kill time for me. I'm sweating here. I'm sweating. Don't
well,
move on to the next person.
Well, we're officially at the halfway point. I think we've talked about nine people, and we have nine more people to talk about. I'm really excited about this cast. Like, I know we kind of said this beforehand, but we were obviously feeling a little disenfranchised at the end of 41, and I feel like we have some renewed energy. I feel like I've had more fun on this podcast than I've had in the past, I don't know, 10. So thanks to this cast, we're having some really funny answers to questions. But I think there's also a lot of like heaviness in some answers, which I don't necessarily think is a bad thing. I think that's a good thing. I think we're just seeing different types of players and different types of people come out. But I feel like a lot of people come from like self-admittedly like humble beginnings and are being really open and honest about that, which is like a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, it is. I like that. I will say too, I am proving on this podcast that I could read you the phone book and it would just be super entertaining. So I'm just saying, if it wasn't for me, this podcast
it's gonna
would
be for $50 patrons. Phil reads a phone book.
I am, and I'm gonna read it at this extremely fast pace that I'm reading through all of these. Yeah.
Halfway
I have
point.
Us. So moving on, we're going to our third member of Vati, which I am probably butchering the pronunciation of Vati. I didn't even think about that, but who cares? I am going to Mike Turner, the oldest person on this season, 58 years old, hometown, Hoboken, New Jersey, current residence, Hoboken, New Jersey. Ooh. Yeah, he's been around. Occupation, retired firefighter, favorite hobbies. Although his does on the EW thing says favorite bobbies, which I'm assuming that this was in the UK version. Working out, sports, and watching great movies. What's your favorite movie, Mike?
I love when sports is a hobby.
I love that. I love that. And I want to know what his favorite, what he considers a great movie. Three words to describe you: loyal, loud, and fair. Hello, Lindsay. Have you met Mike? Pet peeves: people ripping open cereal boxes and leaving them open. People who are late. It seems like he only lives with 12-year-olds. who is still ripping open? I haven't ripped open a cereal box since I was like 5 years old.
Absolutely. I think
what is the accomplishment you're most proud of? Easy raising his children. He knows it's cliche, but it's true. I still don't care. It's cliche. What is something we would never know from looking at you? He's sensitive. He cares. He gets his feelings hurt. He's smart. At least he thinks so. His heart hurts for the less fortunate. He loves learning and he's a straight arrow. Love it.
Wow. I'm excited about him.
I love it. Who's your hero and why? Not sure if I have any heroes, but I have people I looked up to and who taught me about life, how to be a father, a hard worker, honest and loyal. Captain Stankiewicz, John O'Brien, Aunt Ruth, Uncle David. Which pet survivor will you play the game most like? He would love to play like Boston Rob. Why do you believe you can be the sole survivor? I honestly think I can be the final survivor because I possess all the attributes needed. And Survivor is going to let me play 4 times, so I finally get my win. Interesting that he put that in his answer, since he wants to play like Boston Rob. He knows how to actually win as Boston Rob.
He knows it takes 500 tries.
That second part wasn't in there. But anyway, he has the gift of gab. I believe it. This seems like a 58-year-old wrote this bio. The answers are short, sweet, to the point. The sentences don't have more than 5 words in them. I love it. I'm a big fan of it. Retired firefighter from Hoboken, New Jersey. North Jersey firefighters are a different kind of breed. Alexa, what's your take here on Mike Turner?
I think this guy is a grade A dad, and I am so excited to watch him. I think it sounds like he hangs out with 12-year-olds all the time, so I think him being the oldest member of this cast will not be any concern for him. He also has a great tan for somebody who spends his entire life living in North Jersey. I'm really excited for him. I think he is going to do really well. I think people always are like, oh, the older person, I don't know, but he doesn't seem old. He's incredibly jacked. He's been a firefighter, so he's clearly in good shape. I think he's going to be a lot of fun. I think he'll, people will probably naturally gravitate towards him as being the leader, but I think he'll be like the cool dad.
Yeah, I really actually liked his answers pretty much to everything.
Were walking cliches, Phil. I know you don't like those.
They were walking cliche. The whole thing about raising your children, it's like, okay, I get it. Everybody's proud of their children. My parents aren't proud of me, but that's okay.
That's a new problem.
It's like, no, I just,
that's them problem.
I'm obviously being facetious. I just think that, I think that like that type of thing, it's a good thing because he's giving me kind of like Terry Dietz vibes. Obviously he's about 15 years older than Terry was when Terry played the first time, but he's giving me like that whole like savage Terry all-American dad kind of vibe.
Totally
that,
you know, all-American dad.
In 2022, people really hate, but I think that it's like a very interesting character type. I always say that somebody like Gary Hogaboom, Terry, or Andrew Savage should be on every season of Survivor. To me, it feels like Mike Turner is going to be my guy this year.
Keeps people grounded.
How is he going to fit in on this tribe, though? He's on a tribe with Chanel, Jenny Kim, who we haven't talked about yet, Lydia Meredith, who we haven't talked about yet, but is a 21-year-old waitress, I think, Daniel Strunk, who we haven't talked about yet. Hi. How do we think he's going to fit in with them? Like, I wonder why he went this route, considering the other people who have similar backgrounds and similar ages are kind of together. Why is Mike kind of out on an island here, and are we going to see a Brad situation where he just doesn't fit in and therefore he's gone?
I just don't know if there's anybody on the cast to who, like, you can make, like, the stereotypical assumption of who he'd be close with. I know Jenny lives in Brooklyn, so they could talk about New York City and how they don't live in Manhattan. I don't know. Yeah, I think he'll do well, though. I think he's – I don't see him as, like, oh, he's like, the only dad of the group. Or he's that's clearly his, quote-unquote, like, archetype. Mm-hmm. I actually think that he seems like he has a young soul. Like, I think he sounds like he hangs out with little kids all the time. So or maybe we're just making fun of him for that.
Or firefighters just love ripping. I just imagine that the firehouse isn't all these big buff heroes. It's just a bunch of guys walking up to each other with a cereal box and just ripping it open and staring the other person in the eye, just waiting for them to yell at them and then just dropping it on the ground. Because what am I looking at?
Yeah, they probably like take a Kit Kat bar and just bite into it instead of breaking it off. And that bothers him a lot.
And that bothers him. And then he just starts gritting his teeth. Yeah, this seems like a Cartoon Network show that we really need to pitch right now.
Yeah. So I think he's going to do fine. I don't think I know what you said about like, oh, 2022, like he's not the vibe, but I think he's going to do great. I'm excited. Or like performance wise, I have no idea how he'll do, but I think in terms of like him being received, I think he'll be a lot of fun.
Here's something I want to draw attention to. Ever since the War Dog debacle of season 38, where he was supposed to be the really strong guy on his tribe, and then he threw a beanbag, pretty much like, you know, the way I drunkenly throw a potato.
Which happens often.
They have done a lot of work to try to even up these tribes. Like, in terms of strength, so that we're not getting
very good in challenges.
He must be amazing at challenges. Because, like, in terms of his strength, he must have really passed with flying colors. Because Jonathan and Lindsay are both on a tribe together. I'm assuming Jackson and Omar and Mariah can hold their own. We haven't gotten to Marianne yet. We'll see what happens. Ika has Zach, Tori, Romeo, and a personal trainer. This tribe has a recruiter from New York, a designer in Jenny Kim, an actor slash waitress in Lydia, Daniel, who doesn't look particularly like massive, and High, who I think will be better than we're thinking. But it seems like the strength is on the other tribes. So yeah. I have to assume this guy is going to be very, very, very good at challenges, which I think will help him early on. He said if you end up with an Evie situation where it's, hey, let's get rid of the guys, he's not going to be the guy that they're going to come for.
Yeah. It's also with three tribes, it's easier to have one tribe that's like not as super athletic because they can always get second place.
Yes. That's a good point.
So, all right.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're moving on. We're going to another Vati player, and we are going to Lydia Meredith, 22 years old, from Fredericksburg, Virginia, currently lives in Santa Monica, occupation waitress. Favorite hobbies, writing comedy, going to music festivals, roller skating, and going to the movies by herself. Three words to describe you: funny, spontaneous, and loyal. Pet peeves when people waste my time. This is like the fifth person to say that. What is the accomplishment you're most proud of? Staying true to myself no matter the circumstance. Also riding Mickey's fun wheel at Disneyland despite being afraid of Ferris wheels. And that is the most terrifying Ferris wheel in the world.
I read that and I was like, this means something to Phil. And I knew you'd have something to say about it.
I have to say this though, before we continue on. The Disneyland Ferris wheel, it's one that like has the normal part. And then there's another part of it that is on sliding rungs. So when you go up and it rotates, you slide down in your compartment and it just like drops you. And then you stop and just wobble. Terrifying. Anyway, I think you're muted because you're talking to somebody else, but I'm going to keep going.
No, I'm talking to you. I'm just on mute. So that's why.
Oh, okay.
I was responding. Like, I said, that sounds awful.
It's awful. what is something we would never know from looking at you? Terrified of vacuum cleaners, just like my dog.
I get
can use one, but can't be in the room when someone else is vacuuming because people always chase me with it and it scares me. Literally, that's my dog. Who is your hero and why? Kristen Wiig. She's funny, adaptable, paves the way for herself, and writes. Which past survivor will you play the game most like? Tom Westman. That is interesting.
I was going with this. Absolutely amazing answer.
Yeah, I like that I'm giving my natural reactions here because I literally haven't looked at any of this. And that's a great answer. Honest, but still a great player. Saree, great social player. Carry her own in challenges, but dominate socially. Maybe a little crazy like Debbie. Please don't. Why do you believe you can be the sole survivor? Because likable, funny, also wicked smart, and strategic.
The young, wicked but still came super... from left field.
Yeah, absolutely, that was out of left she's field. Definitely nothing to do with Boston. Young, but still super capable of holding her own. Honest, willing to make big moves that change the game. She is ready. Alexa, what are you thinking about Lydia Meredith?
I have a lot of thoughts. I love that she chose Tom Westman as who she wants to play as because I think I have so many different things to say. She's like super California. I don't know how you know that a lot better than I do. But all of her answers, I was like, this is somebody who lives in California. I wish that roller skating is something that I did for fun. Unfortunately, it is not something I do very often. Like going to concerts, being afraid of vacuum cleaners. Like she's funny. She's super like, I'm going to sound like an old woman right now. She's like super Gen Z. And I like can't relate to people like that, but I do find them very fascinating. And I think she will be super fun to watch. And I think the fact that she wants to play like Tom Westman means that she is a fan of this show. What do you think?
Yeah, that is totally out of left field based on everything else she said about herself. To me, she feels like me 7 years ago, living in LA.
I was like, oh, she drove to LA. I
in the Upright Citizens Brigade, trying to write, trying to become a writer, you know, all that fun stuff. Going to music festivals. I love that. Going to the movies by herself. Like we would have been best friends because we would have done nothing together. We just done it all alone and it would have been great. But I like the answer she's giving because it's out of character. Like you want to get an interview on Survivor. Like seriously, you want to go into casting as a 22-year-old woman who is about what 5'5". You want to get the interview. Go in there and say you want to play the game like Tom Westman because that's automatically going to get them to go,
oh,
why Tom?
Yeah.
To explain this to me because I would love to Jeff be like,
what? Yeah.
Jeff's probably busting a blood vessel being like, you do realize he is a god, right? Like we have a pillar of him in the Amazon. Yeah, never, ever, ever. Never, ever, ever compare yourself to Tom Westman in front of Jeff. But I just think like that, that really tells that like she's ready to come out here. And I think she's got a couple surprises up her sleeve.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
But what's this tribe going to look like? And is she going on Survivor? And I mean this with all due respect because fuck, I would have done it. Is she going on Survivor to try to turn it into a way to become famous? Is that what she is ultimately out there for? If you want to be a writer, if you want to be a comedy writer, there's a guy named John Cochran who literally started writing for a CBS show with literally zero experience doing that because he won Survivor. And Jeff was like, yeah, I like you. You should go do it. And you're smart. This is a great way to launch your career.
Both things can be true.
I agree.
Yeah. But who knows? Maybe.
I mean, not.
Like, do what you got to do.
I'm all about it. Let's see what ends up happening.
We will call you out.
Yeah, but we will call you out. And not for nothing, when this was revealed by Inside Survivor, she was listed as an actor. On here, she's listed as a waitress.
Interesting.
That feels like my life for 3 years. I was an intern. No, I was a writer. Like that, really, I'm telling
you.
What
do you want me to be?
Yeah, it is very California right here. Although she lives in Santa Monica, so she must have some sort of money because Santa Monica is ridiculously expensive. So congratulations on that one.
Welcome to the world, Lydia Meredith.
All right. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Where are we moving next? We're moving to the mystery himself. And I would say the man, the myth, the mystery, but he really is just the mystery. We're moving to Roxroy Bailey. And so here's what we have about Roxroy. 44 years old. Hometown is Brooklyn. Current residence is Las Vegas. Occupation, stay-at-home dad. Favorite hobbies, playing with his kids, basketball, camping, and golf. Three words to describe you. Thankful, calm, except when driving. Faithful. Pet peeves, drivers who do not use their turn signal. Don't come to Florida. Someone who thinks they know.
What's talking about driving?
Everything. Yes, seriously. What is the accomplishment you're most proud of? I'm most proud of my family. What is something you would never know by looking at you? He's an environmental scientist. He's Jamaican. He's been to over 20 countries and he loves watching golf. I love that those were the things. I mean,
again, more dads.
Yeah. Who is your hero and why? My hero has been and always be his mom. Oh, again. But then this is actually a crazy story here.
Mom.
She raised me in the heart of Brooklyn during a time of crack cocaine, murder, and poverty. With her love and help, I'm the man I am today. Which past survivor you play the game most like? John Cochran. Lydia, I just was talking about that one. That would have been a good one for you. Why do you believe you can be the sole survivor? Because I'll never forget what I'm playing for my family and the money, the sum of which will be a life-changing amount for my family. These are, and I mean this with respect, these are some of the most basic answers ever for this game.
Golf and
I feel
and
like what is, so Alexa, help me figure this one out. What is the story of Roxroy that ultimately got him cast over a bunch of other people who could have given these exact same answers?
Well, I think sometimes it's good to have people who give answers like this on Survivor. I think it's good to have, you know, if you have a cast full of coaches, then I probably wouldn't watch it. But so I think
what if they all have their assistant coaches?
Then I would watch. Coach versus assistant coach, I would watch.
Yeah, that's what I would watch.
So I think it is good to have like a normal person. I don't mean that the way that people are going to take it on Survivor. It's good to have somebody who's just like likes golf and likes to complain about bad drivers. That being said, he clearly has a really interesting story, which obviously we were trashing the cliche as soon as you, and then you read it and we were like, oh crap, now we're your jerks.
Luckily I learned my lesson after Mariah's when I literally was like, I don't know who that is. And then it's like, oh, that was her brother who died. Oh, so yeah, maybe I should have read the whole thing instead of being
maybe we should shut up before we speak. Mm-hmm. But I think, I mean, he's probably somebody who could definitely end up being like, I don't think he wants to be like a leader of a tribe. I don't think anybody should want to be a leader of a tribe, but I think he's somebody that people will probably feel very comfortable with because he's somebody who seems very stable and very, like, I don't know, normal is such a bad word that I keep using it. And also, I think it's incredibly refreshing to watch somebody who like isn't going to be tweeting and Instagramming the whole season. It isn't going to really care about his edit or probably even knows what an edit is. That is what I'm really excited about.
Alexa, do you know who Gabriel Cade is?
Oh, yes. I saw. Didn't he tweet it, Jeff?
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. But this is him.
Yeah, he's like that level. Yeah.
This is him. This is him. I mean, this was the guy who was on Survivor Marquesas and went out there literally for the fun of it. This feels like the most old school casting choice they've done in years. I mean, there has to be something super interesting about this guy when he talks, when he speaks to people, when he got in that room and what jumped off the page to even get him in that room. That's what I want to know. I think there's going to be something about him that we just don't know, but I'm all about this. this is a guy who just wants to go out there, have the fun of it, enjoy it, and kind of move on. I'm a huge fan of that. I think Survivor needs more of that. And mm-hmm. I really hope this guy kills it, because that's only going to be beneficial for these types of people. How did he even send in a video? Did he even know how? Like,
maybe he's the only person who's mailed in a videotape.
Like, and what does his wife / significant other do if he's a stay at home dad living in Las Vegas?
Stay at home dad.
I love it. But I just want to know, like, I know nothing about this guy. And if they don't like casting stay-at-home moms, why are they casting this guy as a stay-at-home dad? I can't wait to see what ends up happening.
Well, we have one stay-at-home mom and one stay-at-home dad. So at least they're together.
they are together. I know. They are together. So, Roxroy, we'll see.
I'm happy for an old school casting choice.
I will say that I don't feel like I know anything more about him than I knew about him when it was released in August.
It's like, remember when JP came out and like we were like, what did he actually say in his casting stuff?
Yeah. So we'll see. All right, mm-hmm. Roxroy, that's where we're going. Next up, and I got to change over the slide here, the most important part of this. Next up, we're going to Jenny Kim. Jenny Kim, who is also going to be on the Vati tribe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, also on the Vati tribe. She's 43 years old. Hometown is New York. Current residence is New York. Occupation, creative director. Favorite hobbies, travel, Pilates, writing, watching movies. Her and Mike, both on the same tribe, watching movies. Her and Lydia, both on the same tribe, both writing. Three words to describe you: direct, open, and compassionate. Pet peeves, arrogant people, and those with a sense of entitlement. Accomplishment you're most proud of. As a designer, my career has certainly taken hard hits during times of recession. In those times, I've never given up and have at times shifted gears to a new career path. She became a certified Pilates instructor following the 2008 recession. Wow. Proud of every twist and turn she's adapted to, and can confidently say she's a successful design leader today. What is something we'd never know from looking at you? She knows how to weld and build furniture out of metal. Love that. Who is your hero and why? Her husband is her hero. He left Australia to follow his dream in New York with two suitcases and enough money to last a few months. Not afraid to try something different and take risks. Which past Survivor player will you play the game most like? Kelly Wentworth's tenacity is definitely something she'll emulate. She doesn't give up. Lauren Beck, because she really studied and watched people to understand
Beck,
their motives.
Lauren Beck, two choices.
They all just want to be on EW or whatever she's on now. What is she on?
I think she got on ET.
ET, that's it.
Really exciting for her. I feel like she's had that for a while.
Why do you believe you can be the sole survivor? I have a high EQ, and then in parentheses puts emotional intelligence. This means I know how to read people well and understand what they are feeling. I'm also a great listener and leader, and know I will be able to gain trust. Jenny Kim, what are we thinking, Alexa?
I do like that she explained what emotional intelligence was to people.
I thought that was interesting.
I thought that was. I'm curious if they told her to do that or not. I wrote down, I feel like she could be Wendell levels of like making camp look good and like feel like a home, which isn't something that I feel like in modern day Survivor seemed to carry as much weight as it probably actually does. I think I originally wasn't really sure how she would fit in on her tribe. However, after you walked through, like, obviously, like, people like watching movies, but like Lydia is like an aspiring actor. Like she and Mike could have like some things in common. So I think maybe like that kind of creative mindset is something that could relate to a lot of people. And what she does is like really unique and really cool. So yeah.
If you guys like watching movies, watch mine and John's Movie Buff Specialist podcast. Also you can become a patron, and we're talking about the Oscar movies now. Woo. But yeah, I just think that, I think that she has a good amount of people to fit in. Normally I would sit there and I'd say, you know, a woman in her 40s on a tribe with a bunch of people like who are younger, although her and, No, they're all pretty much younger. Mike is way older. Where is she going to fit into this tribe? I think that she has a lot of different avenues. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that she knows how to weld. I think that's a very interesting trait to have, and I think that will ultimately build her up. So I really like that. I think that she's in a good position there. I think that she's going to be a little bit better at challenges than a lot of people are going to expect seeing her. Yeah. And it's better when you can surpass expectations rather than not live up to expectations. And when your expectations are low, great, because then you go out there, you do something, and people are like, holy crap, this lady's badass. And I think that's going to help her.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think so.
Big Jenny Kim fan. Okay. Did I actually put the next person in? Yes, I did. We're staying on Vati.
He, He did it in advance, people.
I did it in advance. It's tough because I have to keep going back and forth between the two things and like remember where I'm going. Daniel Strunk, age 30, hometown Cincinnati, current residence, New Haven, Connecticut, occupation, law clerk. Favorite hobbies, movie fanatic. Literally all of them are on the same tribe. Legos, wow. Keeping track of things, and Survivor. I love that he loves to keep track of things. That's good.
I love that he loves Legos.
Words to describe you, ebullient and driven. Ooh. Alexa, how do you feel about people who are ebullient, if I'm not even saying that right?
I think ebullient is the right word. I think it means like gregarious or like good energy.
Yeah, you definitely
so I think I
up,
like
right?
those kind of people. No, I was a journalism major in college.
I've worked in stuff like that. Never heard this world until today. Never.
Wow. I'm going to look it up. You keep going while I look up.
Cheerful and full of energy is what it is. Yeah, or if it's archaic, it is boiling or agitated as if boiling liquid.
I feel like that is what is.
That's what he means, right? pet peeves, people who are so convinced they're right that they foreclose debate. People who are disruptive in movie theaters, never come to South Florida. When people try to talk to you, even though you're wearing headphones, never come to South Florida. And oatmeal raisin cookies masquerading as chocolate chip cookies. That's just tough. A disaster. What is the accomplishment you're most proud of? Wrote in his journal a personal philosophy on what he thinks the purpose of life is, influenced by his battle with cancer, religion, and his ideological beliefs. What is something that people would never know from looking at you? He collects signed pocket U.S. constitutions, among others. Wow. He has one signed by Chief Justice Roberts, Justice Thomas, Justice Alito, Justice Sotomayor, and the former U.S. ambassador to Estonia. And if I'm not incorrect, he's going across party lines for those signatures. What a new and exciting thing.
No, I love that. This is what I want to save my comment for when you're done.
Okay. I'm almost through, I swear. Who is your hero and why? George Washington, for being one of the first few to ever resist power of that magnitude, and Roddy Edmonds for putting his life on the line to do what was right. Which past survivor will you play the game most like? In order for him to win, he will need to lower his threat level from the get-go. Most natural way is to praise his inner goofy like Fabio. And then obviously the winners he would model his game after are Yul and Todd. I like that he doesn't really consider Fabio a winner. Why do you believe you can be the sole survivor? Truthfully thinks that the odds are against him. It's all going to be a matter of threat management. He's going to leave it all on the table, put his heart out because of it. Will probably be the one shot he gets. He's been waiting for years with no regrets. Cancer survivors don't go anything less than full throttle. Alexa, you have so many things to say about this man. I need to let you speak.
I thank you so much for letting me speak. First of all, we love someone who's bipartisan, but most importantly, we love somebody who will list off Supreme Court justices and then also in the same breath list out the previous American ambassador to Estonia. Whoever that person is must be pumped that they just got referenced on an EW.com site. I love Daniel. I don't know what a law clerk does. It sounds mind-numbingly boring, but he is somebody who seems really goofy and really silly. I know we just said that goofy and silly doesn't win, but I think he will be able to like hide the lawyer-ness in just like what his actual personality is. I'm curious if he's going to lie about what he does. I know that, I don't know what a law clerk is, but I assume it's not a direct lawyer. But I feel like people hear law and just make immediate assumptions about people. So I am curious if he just like will lie about it or like find ways to not talk about what he does. But I really like him.
I'm pretty sure that like a law clerk is like entry level law stuff. Okay. I'm pretty sure it's like you're not a lawyer yet. You're kind of doing like whatever. I think Bradley's kind of similar. Don't tell him I said that. But I think he's kind of similar.
Bradley will tell you he's a lawyer though.
The one thing I like about this guy a lot that I haven't necessarily seen from everybody on this cast is he very much seems like the most self-aware person out there. Mm-hmm. He seems like he's very self-deprecating, which is a good trait to have on Survivor because everybody is being broken down to their bare bones. And people with really, really sensitive egos can't handle it if you're hurting them. So to bring yourself down will help to make people more comfortable around you. However, does he go the Jacob route or does he go the Cochrane route? That's where it becomes a little concerning. I do like his answers here, though. I like that he is just embracing the fact that he's a nerd, but I also like that he is self-deprecating, but really, really, really knows that he is very threatening in this game. Mm-hmm. So he knows that he has to lower his threat level, but he's also self-aware enough to know he has to do that. And he is talking about his flaws, too. Those are really good traits to have with the game of Survivor.
Yeah, I think he has. I think because he's self-aware, I don't think he'll be like a early boot disaster. Mm-hmm. I don't really. I could see him like depending on how he performs in challenges. maybe he doesn't last long, but I could see him being kind of like a mid-merge kind of guy.
I mean, but I do think, like, being that he's a cancer survivor and stuff, if this man can make it to the end, a lot of threat to win this game if he can get his feet underneath him. I think that could be really interesting to watch. And this Vati tribe, I think he's probably the best positioned out of everybody on Vati, which means he's going to be the first person voted out of that tribe.
Exactly.
Alexa, I will say, if we don't get anybody on our podcast after this season, I do think me and John are going to get about 1,000 of them onto the movie podcast. So we're finally shifting to what I've always wanted it to be. Is everybody's actually a movie fanatic. That's literally what we're doing. So it just makes me happy to know that people care, even if they don't necessarily care about what I say. They just care. Okay, let's go to our next person. Did it change? It changed. Okay, good.
Final three.
This is the last member of the Taku tribe. Marianne Okech, 24 years old, from Ajax, Ontario, Canada. Current residence, Ajax, Ontario, Canada. Occupation, seminary student. Favorite hobbies, tabletop video games, reading, and snowboarding. Three words to describe you: energetic, empathetic, and chaotic. Pet peeves: when people don't listen to me, people who walk slowly in front of me, you're the first
slow
one.
Slow walkers.
Anything that disrupts her sleep, hypocrites, and people who don't apologize. Accomplishment you're most proud of: writing an article for a school newspaper that led to being invited to consult with the university's equity inclusion officer on creating a better framework and support for Black students at McMaster University. What is something we would never know about you from looking at you? A great listener. Just because I talk a lot, it does not mean I am not listening. Although the whole, like, looking at you thing, we wouldn't know that she talks a lot. So, okay. Who is your hero and why? Her mother. We're going to move on. Which past survivor will you play the game most like? Davey. Davey was someone who had loyalty to many people, had a strong core alliance, and was social. Why do you believe you will be the sole survivor? Because she is a social person, survivors at, of course, a numbers game. She's lived in diverse cities and also been in situations where she was the only Black person, but in every situation she thrived. And I do want to go back to her mother, because this actually is cool as much as I went past that. Born into poverty in a village in Kenya as the youngest of five, so hardworking, and managed to get herself out of poverty and became a doctor in Kenya, was able to provide for her mom, then gave all that support, all of that up to support her father's dreams, but then became a doctor in Canada while having three young children, while dealing with the systematic racism in academic medicine, sacrificed and worked so hard to give her family a better life and never faltered from her dreams, aspires to be like her. She changed her life. Figured I had to kind of read
Bad
that one.
Ass.
Yeah.
I
can't really pass over that one as much as yeah,
moving
some of the
on.
Others. Yeah, I know. I had to do that just because everybody who says they're parents at this point, I have to kind of just give you some lip, but that's pretty cool.
I think she's 24, so she's not like too young. But what I like about Marianne is that I think she has the Adam Klein pretty good at a lot of things. And I feel like that's really, really good on Survivor. As Phil said, she's a Canadian, so therefore she will automatically lose. However, nobody else has seen Erica win yet.
True.
I really like her. I feel like there's a lot of people who just have like bubbly, silly energy on this season, which I really like. I think the only time you saw her in the 42 premiere, she was like screaming at in a challenge, but like in a like a pump up kind of way. So I really like her, and I like people who are really talkative but are also good listeners.
We'll see if she's a good listener.
Yeah,
we'll see how that ultimately
that,
ends up working out.
I love the thought.
This tribe I do feel is going to be a tough one for her. She seems to be a really good listener, I think, with some of these people like Jonathan and Lindsay.
Yeah.
I think Omar, I think this is the tribe with the strongest personalities.
Yeah.
So how is she going to fit in on that, being that she's also the youngest person on this tribe with a lot of very strong personalities? And I'm pretty sure every single other person on this tribe, with the exception of Jonathan, who's 29, is at least 30 years old, and she's only 24. So I do worry a little bit for her that there's going to be a little bit of a gap there. But who knows? Who knows? I think she's got a pretty cool background. I think she'll be able to connect with people over like her mother and things like that. I think there's a lot going on there. Definitely going to be an interesting story. If you sit down and you start talking about Kenya to a bunch of people who have never been to Kenya, they're probably going to listen. So I think that she's got a lot to talk about, but we'll see ultimately what she ends up talking about.
Yeah, definitely. I think, the age will definitely be the biggest challenge. But again, it's not. She's not 19. She's 24. So she's, I guess, like in the working world. But
Well, let's jump back over to the children's tribe. considering they do have a 22-year-old, a 19-year-old, a 25-year-old, and poor Marianne is over there all by her lonesome. And we're going to talk about Zach Wurtenberger, 22 years old from Weston, Florida. What's up? That's right around the corner. Current residence is St. Louis. Occupation, student. Not quite as good as an Ivy Leaguer. Favorite hobbies, social strategy games, sketch comedy writing. Hey, you're on the wrong tribe.
That's cool.
And running. Hey, we're going to get another third place finisher.
We love
runners. Here he is. From Florida, he's a runner. He's third place. Just take a look at him, everybody. Three words to describe
you. Have so much in common. Florida,
we do,
and
it's Xander. It's and literally Xander.
Not an Ivy League student.
And he's not an Ivy League. We're the same person. Clever, competitive storyteller. Love that. Pet peeve, people who don't tip. I used to deliver pizza, so it's a pretty big deal for me. Biggest one is when a bill is like $19.95 and the customer handed me $20 smiling and said, keep the change. Oh, that happens all
that
the time. It's
tough.
Brutal. Yeah, go deliver food in LA. They give you nothing. What is the accomplishment you're most proud of? At the moment, there's a bunch of academic stuff like getting into Washington University and winning the Tournament of Champions, the biggest tournament of the year, in debate. Uh-oh. What is something you would never know from looking at you? They would assume because he's young that he's naive and that he has no life experience. That couldn't be further from the truth. He's a hustler. He's worked for years for his grades, his scores, and competitive success. Wanted to go to a top-tier school, so he worked hard to get in. I have worked hard for what I have, and I'm proud of it. Sounds naive. Who's your hero and why? His parents. Oh, Jesus. And for non-family hero, Ethan Zahn. Thank God. Here we go. We're back. He was the first Jewish person he ever saw on TV, which was so insanely cool for five-year-old me. God, that makes me feel ancient. Which past Survivor player would you play?
He just totally dated himself.
He did. He did. 5 years. I remember when I was five.
I don't either. Five.
Which past Survivor player would you play the game most like? Todd Herzog played a brilliant game in China where he controlled every single vote from the shadows.
Does Phil love that?
Yeah, I do. I'm a big fan of that. Will it happen, though? Why do you believe you can be the sole survivor? Love all the core skills that you need to win the game. Extremely personable and make friends easily. Alexa, I like this kid. I really do. I want to pull for him. Is he?
Do you? I feel like after is all he, that you've done.
Well, no, this is serious. Is the self-awareness he thinks he has? I'm not saying he's not. But is it actually the self-awareness that he is going to need with this group of people? I think Xander, who we had on this podcast and talked to, struggled with connecting with a lot of the people on his cast because of the age thing, because of how confident he is. If Zach is also that confident as the younger person, is it actually going to hurt him the way it did hurt Xander? And I'm only giving him a hard time because we're coming right on the heels of essentially the same person playing Survivor. He's not as big and strong as maybe as Xander is, but it feels very similar.
I feel like they're pretty different. But to answer your question, I think people who like take an interest and especially participate in like sketch comedy. What's the word that starts with an I that I'm just like not thinking of? Improv.
Was that improv? That seemed like it was.
I may have just gotten an anonymous tip from someone else in the room.
Love that.
I feel like people who do that are very creative. They're very quick on their feet and they're typically extremely self-deprecating. People who are self-deprecating are painfully self-aware. So I do think that he will have the self-awareness. I think in terms of like relatability, he's 22, so he's probably just out of college or
I think he's just finishing up, it seems like.
Yeah. So, and I'm trying to think of where he went. Oh, he said he went to Washington University. So
yeah.
I think just like he's probably coming off of like meeting a bunch of new people. And so I'm not really nervous about him blending in. I don't really see the Xander comparison. I don't know. I don't think that he'll be very athletic, but I just know
I'm more saying because they're both young in their early 20s. Yeah. They're both from Florida. They both
Xander
ran.
Xander seems more like
but
heady.
They also, though, both seem very accomplished for how young they are. And they feel like they want the respect for how accomplished at how young they are. And sometimes people aren't as willing to kind of get there with you. It seemed like people had a hard time getting there with Xander, like connecting with him on that type of level. And I just worry that Zach might have the same troubles. I will say he is dressed exactly how I dress pretty much every time I walk out of my house. So I do appreciate that at least. But it makes me feel young, although my sleeves go all the way to my wrists. So I guess I'm not that young. But I think he's got a really good starting tribe. And I think he is going to be likable. I actually think that he's going to be taken under someone's wing. It's just going to be a matter of who is that someone going to be. I don't think that that's a bad thing. I think
he will like willingly do that. Or do you think like
So here's the way I look at it. The way that Survivor season 33 was edited, it looked like Will Wall was taken under the wing of Jay, even though, you know, they're similar in age, whatever. I'm not saying that this is going to be somebody who's like 40 years old. I'm not saying it's going to be Rox Roy, who's on his starting tribe. But maybe Romeo kind of looks at Zach and sees something similar in him as he's working his way through this. And he's a younger version and maybe like hardworking, all that stuff. Romeo, very competitive, hardworking guy. And maybe it's like, hey, let me help you with this. And then he kind of just cuts him when he needs to, or maybe he doesn't get there. But I do think that Zach is going to have a likable personality. He seems like a very likable guy. I like that he does the social strategy games and sketch comedy writing and all that. I think that there's a lot to that. If you can make people laugh, they will keep you around for a very, very, very long time, even if it's not in their best interest. So I do like where this guy is at.
I like him a
lot. I just had to give him a hard time because now we're on the 17th person and he said his parents and you know, I just
he's the 15th person meant to be inspired by his parents.
Yes. So that's not really my fault. Okay.
Phil, I can't wait until season 47. Someone says their greatest inspiration is you.
I don't know why it hasn't been said yet.
But I did I forgot to mention this. I feel like Mike is the only person ever who referenced like first name, last name people in his life that mean nothing to anybody else.
Yeah.
I shout out to them.
I will say the first person to say that I am their inspiration, I'll send you like $100. There you go.
100 whole bones.
Yeah. If you don't win Survivor, at least you got $100. So there you go. That's your motivation. I would honestly say like 1,000, but I don't have $1,000. So you can't have that. And I'm not that much of like a fame guy. So, all right. Last
up.
Hopefully not least, right?
An hour and a half. Goodness.
I know. I've been talking. Last member of the Ika tribe here, Drea Wheeler, 35, from San Antonio, currently lives in Montreal. She does not count as a Canadian, John. She is from San Antonio. Occupation, fitness consultant, favorite hobbies, working out, and any kind of charity work. Oh, what a monster. Three words to describe you: resilient, ambitious, and caring. Just seems terrible. Pet peeve is dishonest people. What is the accomplishment you're most proud of? Becoming an All-American track runner. If you are or ever have been a competitive athlete, you know that dedication, sacrifice, sweat, and tears it takes to succeed. Her and Zach are going to be best buddies. What is something we would never know about looking at you? I have a fear of death. I come off as super confident and strong, which I am, but deep down, I do fear the end. Who is your hero and why? And she ruined everything, so I won't even say it. Which past survivor will you play the game most like? Kelly Wentworth, that's the second one there. Why do you believe you can be the sole survivor? She believes her personality, physical strength, and ability to manipulate people to do what she wants will help her get to the final. Also, she did say her mom was her hero, so I had to just... by the way, there's your whole cast at the bottom now, ticking along, because we are the ESPN of podcasts for Survivor. I really believe that Drea could win the entire game.
But yeah, I feel good about her.
You came in and said it too, because I could tell you had the same feel.
Ugh. Yeah, I dropped my pen, which is why I'm away. Yeah, I really liked her. I think she's going to be amazing in challenges. I have to look real quick at what tribe she's on. Where? Oh, yeah. Okay, so I think she's going to do well. I think also she doesn't like – she's on the young tribe. She's 35. I think she'll relate to them like just fine. I don't think there's going to be any kind of like age gap there. I think also like – what she does in her line of work is something that like people will always find really cool and people will always have questions. So I think that's just like a very easy conversation starter and something that's really easy to find in common with people. I really like her. I assume she's very independent based on her answers. You know, she grew up like really having to like work for herself and work for her family. So I think that, you know, that's just good life experience to have to be on Survivor.
Just feels like a total package, which is frightening.
Which is very frightening.
Are people going to see that too quickly?
It's like the Desi. We were like, oh my God, what's wrong with her? Like,
or like Brendan Shapiro. Like when it was, he's the most obvious winner of all time. Is she too obvious? I do remember distinctly, like she was one of my winner picks when we talked about this back in August on the Patreon. I'm a big fan. I think she's great. 35 doesn't look 35. You know, has a pretty young career, which I think will be helpful. She doesn't like dishonest people. That's not going to help with Survivor, but also that's going to mean that she's going to be willing to cut people as soon as she hears that they're getting rid of her. I like this tribe the most. If I'm just going based on that, the Ika tribe to me is the one that I would like to see the most people go far based on just hearing them from them for 2 seconds. Taku, I would love to see explode in the most entertaining way imaginable. It doesn't mean I want them to go home. I just think that they're going to be a cluster. And Vati, I do feel like is going to be your like more normal tribe that will probably have your winner. But if I'm looking at Ika, I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, we have six real contenders to win the game of Survivor. Now, everybody who played on this season is probably laughing at me going, dude, you're such a dumbass. Every one of those people is a tool. But I think the six people on that tribe are like contenders. I don't see one weak link there. And it's going to be interesting when they do lose, who is the person that they're going to ultimately vote out of the game.
I think a lot of I think this whole cast, like, and maybe it's because there aren't any like, I love Survivor. I'm a huge super fan. I feel like a lot of these people could win and I wouldn't be shocked. And I like that a lot.
Yeah, I agree. I'm very excited about, see, everybody's talking about the 41 cast, like, oh, they're so unique and this and that, everything. Despite the fact that every single person here had the best parents, you'll just never believe what they did for them on their sixth birthday. Despite all of that, I do think that this is a very diverse in terms of what they do and age group. It's diverse also in who they are and their upbringings, but I think that there's a little bit more diversity in what these people do than there was on season 41. And I feel like there's more attention drawn to that right off the bat from these people. It's going to be this has the feel a little bit more of like one of those older school seasons. Maybe it's because of people like Jenny and Mike and Roxroy, but it just has that vibe. And I'm curious to see why certain people were paired up with each other, because this season, more than other seasons in the past, really feels like there was a purpose to why people were put on the same tribe with each other.
Yeah.
More so than in other ones, even though they won't call it Brains, Brawn, Beauty or something like that. It does feel like there's a reason why they put all the people who are like 35 and under on one tribe and all the people who like movies on another tribe and all the people who seem like they could eat me for dinner on another tribe. Like, why did we do that? It feels very purposeful this time.
Yeah, I'm super excited. This has been great. And this is, as I mentioned this when I was killing time, I feel like this is one of the more exciting podcasts we've done in a really long time. So we have our usual slate of podcasts coming up. Next Wednesday, we are going to be doing our bootless game. So a little less than a week away. And then we're going to have to skip a week because Phil and I are both busy. So we're going to be doing both our prop bet game as well as our fantasy draft with hopefully Mr. Vaughn. He hasn't joined us in a few years, but we will slide on into his DMs, even though he's probably doing something incredibly impactful and important for people. Maybe he'll make some time for us. All of that will be the first week of March, leading into the premiere, which is on March 9th.
March 9th, late premiere this year. Very excited about it, though. Alexa, before you go, I can't let you get off the hook without this. Based on this conversation we just had for an hour and 40 minutes, who are you walking out of here today being like, this is my way too early winner pick? And I know it'll change, but who are you saying after like this breakdown here?
Okay, for women, I am between Drea or Chanel. Because I want to be here. It's you. Because it's me. I will say Chanel just because I feel like you're probably going to pick Drea and I feel like we should have different choices. And for men, I have been struggling with this, which is why I didn't want to give an answer. I would probably say Hi or Zach.
Interesting. Okay, so here's what I'm going to go. I'm going to go Lindsay, obviously. She's from my neck of the woods. It's either going to be Lindsay or Drea if it's a woman. Tori's got an outside shot. Bless you. Thank you.
I don't know who I just annoyed. Who is the person who hated loud sneezes? Whatever.
I don't know, but they're definitely canceling this one. And then I would say for the men, I do like Zach, but I think I would go Romeo or Daniel.
I don't know if somebody like young. I don't know if somebody young will win.
I think Romeo or Daniel, and then I would say Lindsay or Drea with an outside shot of Tori. So we're just going to start there, and we'll see where this all leads. Become a patron, patreon.com/survivorspecialist. McKenna Feeney needs the money. She's killing it right now, and we need to give her more money because she's killing it. She's doing Australian Survivor. She's doing a Pearl Islands rewatch, and she's doing The Amazing Race. She pretty much, you know, she just sits in her room and just does this. And has a job. We just don't let her go to it. Alexa and I will be doing our normal stuff. We'll be doing the bootless game or the power rankings game. Also, if you never asked for your buffs from the last season, there's two winners who literally never answered us. So here's two buffs. I'm going to send one to Alexa, and I'm going to keep one if somebody doesn't answer us pretty quickly. And then after all that, John and I are still doing our movie stuff. So if you're into movies, like most of this cast is, we're going to be breaking down Best Picture winners over on the Patreon too. If you're not into that, still be a patron of Survivor stuff because you don't have to listen to everything. We're just trying to provide content. Should be an exciting preseason now that it's here. Very excited about it. As Alexa said, we'll be back next Wednesday. Otherwise, thank you all for listening to us for an hour and 40 minutes.
Ooh.
Bye.
Bye.